Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, what a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, yes, he's big. He's an awesome God. He's greater than any situation. He is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, just when it seemed like everything is going wrong, wow, here comes God. Huh? He comes and he shows out. Hallelujah. We give him praise. Yes, we give him praise. Oh, we exalt him today. Yes, yes. Oh, we thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your many blessings that you shower upon us. Blessings that we see and blessings that we don't see. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we just praise him. We praise him. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust him. I've learned to trust him. Yes, I've learned. I've learned. Yes, yes, I've learned. Yeah, he's a great teacher. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We just thank you, you, our listeners. We thank you. We just bless God for you. Yes, and you, and you. And we thank him. Yeah, he's a holy God. He is holy. He's holy. He's righteous. He's omnipotent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, 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 yeah. He's all-knowing God. Hallelujah. We just give him praise today. Yeah, we glorify him. We lift him up. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's just everything you need. He's everything you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know that. We always start off with prayer. Again, we want to just thank you, the listeners. I'm your host, Minister Janice, and we are just grateful to have you with us. Hallelujah. We are grateful for all that he does, all that he does. He's awesome. He's mighty. He's our El Shaddai. Yes, he's the great I am. Hallelujah. He's sovereign. Oh, hallelujah. He's a sovereign God, huh? We love him. We love him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Yeah. Isaiah 46:4 says, I will be your God throughout your lifetime. I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you alone and save you. I'm going to carry you. You don't have to worry. This is an Isaiah. You don't have to worry. This is a promise from God. A promise. Hallelujah. A promise from God. And that's Isaiah 46:4. I will be your God throughout your lifetime. Because I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you alone and save you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just give him praise again. We praise him and we thank him. Yeah, for the opportunity that he gives us. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We are just grateful. We are grateful. We know we have been studying family. And we want to continue with family real quickly. I want you to go get your water. We know the importance of drinking water. Go get that water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go get it. Go get it. We are just grateful today. We want to just start off with our prayer and our concerns, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we are just grateful today, Lord. Grateful for all your blessings that you shower upon us, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for everything that you do. Everything that you do for us, God. Oh, how you take care of us, God. How you rock us when we're weary, oh, God. Hallelujah. You rock us, God. And you are our keeper, God. Oh, and you hold us up, God. Oh, Master, we're just grateful. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your many blessings that you shower upon us, God. Thank you, God, for looking upon our children, God. Oh, Master, for taking them, for protecting them, and caring for them, oh, God, and guiding them. Oh, Master, we are just grateful, God. Master, we ask that you look upon our leaders, God. Touch the leaders, oh God, of the nations, oh God. Touch the families, God. Family, Lord. The husbands, oh God. The wives, God. Oh, Master, the grandmas, the mamas, oh, the nanas. Oh, God, we ask you now to look upon the aunts, the uncles, oh God. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah. You're so awesome to us, God. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Yeah. Just when you think it's all over, just when you think the end has come, here come God. He come. And he comes and he shows out. Yeah, he shows out. He shows you who he really is. Hallelujah. Just when you thought it was over, just when you thought that that was the last dance, hallelujah, he gives you the joy. He gives you the newness. Hallelujah. Oh, he gives you the strength to go on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody that's been down that road? Huh? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Just when you thought it was all over, here come God. Hallelujah. Now, we know we have been discussing the family. We know there are different families. Yeah, different types of families all around. All around us, we see different families. We see the loving family. Yeah, and sometimes we see just the opposite of loving. And I'm not going to say it, but you know what the opposite of loving means. Yes, yeah, some can't stand to be in the same room with each other. We see that. We see that a lot. We see it. It's prevalent. It exists. Yeah. Well, turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel. And let's go quickly into chapter 16. I want to go quickly with this because this is something that it just intrigued me. Because we often looking for the perfect something, the perfect object, or the perfect meal, or the perfect dress. We always looking for that perfected thing to be available. We want perfection. Yeah, this is what we look for in life, huh? So here we see in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1, it starts off and it says, "Finally, the Lord said to Samuel, 'You have moaned long enough for Saul.'" He said, "I have rejected him." "I rejected him as king of Israel." Listen to this. "Now fill your horns with olive oil and go to Bethel. Find a man named Jesse who lives there, for I have selected one of his sons to be my new king." Glory to God. Just when you thought it was all over. Look at this. God is talking here. Yeah. And see, here we find the details. He gives detailed instructions. He gives us detailed instructions. God. He always gives us detailed instructions. Many times, do we follow this? Do we follow the detail of the instruction? Do we realize who the instructor is? Do we embrace that? That's our question. Do we embrace it? As we continue to talk about family. Chapter 16, verse 1. So you don't have to wonder or guess, but just look over the instructions. See, you don't have to wonder. You don't have to try and figure it out. The instructor has gone forth, and he has issued. He's issued the instructions. He has issued the warning. This is what to be done. Verse 2 says, but Samuel asked, I do that. Now listen to this. I want you to listen to the dialogue here. This is dialogue. So he's saying here, how can I do that? If Saul, listen to that. If Saul heard about it, he would kill me. So here we're talking to the instructor, the one who has given us the instructions of what we are to do. So today we would consider that to be talking back. Huh? Talking back. Yeah. And I know when I was coming up, we didn't talk back. We may have mumbled. We may go in another room. But it wasn't talking back. But look at this. Look at this. This is family. He said, go and take a heifer with you. The Lord replied and said that you going to go and make a sacrifice. You're going to go and make a sacrifice to the Lord. Look at that. This is what you're going to go do. So these are detailed instructions. See, the key thing to having a family, being involved in a family, is knowing who the instructor is, who gives the instructions. And usually is the parent, the father, and it's the mother. Sometime you can see the sibling giving instructions, huh? Yeah, sometime. Look at verse 3. It says, invite. Look at that. To invite. The verse to the, he says, invited to sacrifice. He says, and I will show you his sons to anoint. So he's telling him, he said, I just want you to go and follow my instructions. Just go to this place where I'm telling you to go, which is Bethel, and look for Jesse. Get to Jesse's house. That's what he's saying here. Let me get this in 1 Samuel. Yes, yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's so important that we follow instructions. Yes, yes, yes. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to myself. Yeah, I'm talking to me too. It's so important that we follow instruction. When God has spoken to us, my mother used to say, that's the law. That's what we do. The law has spoken. Yeah, the law, the rule, huh? The righteous one has spoken. Glory to God. Yeah, look at that. So we see in verse 3, and it says for us, let's see, verse 3, and we know that God is talking to us, and our job, take heed, our assignment is to be about his business, and he's saying to us here, he says, to take a heifer with you. And the Lord replied and said that you have come to make a sacrifice to the Lord. That's what you're getting ready to do. He says, invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you which of his sons to anoint for me. Glory to God. Anointing is so important. You know, I was just saying today when I was studying this, we don't even hear that word anointing. We don't even see where people say you have to be anointed prior to doing something. We just go and we just do it. Anointing or not. If it's successful, sometime. If it's not, hey, and that is not the rule. That is not the instructions that God gives. It has to be anointed. Yeah. So it can be genuine. So it could be a gift, a sacrificial offering from him. Glory to God. Huh? Yeah. So it could have to be the true thing. The real deal is anointed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you can see someone is anointed. I know I can. Yeah. When you see that anointing take place, turn quickly with me to chapter 18. Yeah, chapter 18. Glory to God. And verse 1 says that after David had finished talking with Saul, he met Jonah. Yes, I know I'm moving, and I need you to move with me. So here we see that David, who is Jesse's son. He has been introduced to Saul, and he's okay. So we see here that there has been a prior to Saul actually anointing David. And now I thought this was something real different, because the anointing actual ceremony, now we have like a ceremony or some type of feast when someone is anointing, because it's a special event. Well, this is done quietly, and this was done with the family, and it was with the Saul, it was with Jesse, and it was done with David, and it was no one else that was involved in this. So I was wondering, who else knew? Who else knew about this? So here we see that in verse 2, it says here, from that day on, Saul kept David and him at the palace. Now, Saul and David had become friends. Yeah. Now, whether or not Saul knew that David was the one who God has appointed to take over the kingship or not, that was my key. That was my wonder. I began to wonder, is he doing one of the things that we've heard about where you say you keep your enemies close? Yeah. Are you keeping your enemies close to you? Close as if they were family, huh? Look at this. Verse 17 says, so one day Saul said to David, I am ready to give you my older daughter, murdered. Listen to that. But first he says, you must prove yourself, to be a real warrior, the Lord's battles. Now listen to that. Now think about it. You're still wondering, do he know that David has been anointed for the task? Do he really know? Or he's just going on and he really is not aware of what's going to happen. For Saul thought to himself, and he said, I'll send him. I'll send him out against the Philistines and let them kill him rather than doing it myself. Now, I want you to stay with me with this, because our topic today is family. So here we see that this person is going to give this man to wed. Yeah, to probably have grandchildren. This would be his son-in-law. This is how this would be considered. This would be a family, right? Yeah, but a family that is plotting and planning, a family that has hatred, jealousy, revenge, all wrapped in a package. Look at this. So he's no longer representing God. He's not representing God. Remember that the anointing that God had given him, he's lost it. Yeah, what happened? Saul has lost that anointing. And so this takes me back to 1 Samuel chapter 15, and I wanted to understand, what happened to him? Why was God not pleased with him? So it says here in verse 1, it says, one day Samuel said to Saul, I anoint you king of Israel. Stay with me. He said, because the Lord told me to. And it says, listen, family is everything to God. Yeah, it's everything to God. But what's even more important to God is that family obey, family take heed, family listen to the instructions of an almighty God. Verse 3 says, now go. He says, now go and completely, that's the word, completely means thorough, destroy the entire Amalek nation. He said, men, women, children, babies, cattle, sheep, camels, and donkeys. Okay, so that's all livestock. Destroy it. Destroy everything of the Ammonites. in this camp, okay? When you don't listen to God, listen to me, family, when you don't listen to God, you should never, never become angry. Never become angry with the entire world because you chose not to listen. Why would you be angry with me? And you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Come on, fess up. Who should be angry? Who really should be angry? Verse 9 says, clearly tell us. It clearly tells us what Saul did. Listen at this. In verse 9, it states that Saul did in disobedience. Yeah, that's what he did. He walked in disobedience, doing it my way. You know that song? Do it my way? Yeah. Do it my way. And when we do it our way, we always get in trouble. We don't succeed at what God's plan is for our lives. Now, the reason why behind it, and this is where I had to go because I was trying to understand, well, why he didn't listen. What was up? Why God wanted everybody killed? That was the main thing. The main thing is the Amalekites. These were people who did sacrificials, offerings to all kind of gods, all kind of idols, did all kind of sacrificials to children, to their animals. They did all type of ungodly sacrificial things to everything that they owned. Like we would, God would tell us to bless our house, bless our children, to bless this one, to bless when we come in, to bless when we go out. Well, their blessings were just the opposite. They blessed with idol gods. They would sacrifice their children. Are you listening to me? Yeah. They could even go so far as to have cannibalism. Yes. And so God wanted them to be completely destroyed because he had no desire for any and no part. Nothing that they owned, nothing that they touched to live. Are you listening to me? But look at this. But Saul being who he was, he had been anointed the king. And you know, sometimes when we get the anointing, we are the special one in the family, and we begin to think that we are highly above anyone, huh? Anybody listening to me? Yeah. We the one, huh? We the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. I can do what I want. I'm the king. I can do what I want, huh? I'm the wife. I could do what I want because I'm the husband, huh? I could do what I want because I'm the only kid. Come on. Listen to me. And usually when we get with that biggie, with that big head, when we get where we start having an attitude, we forget who we really are. We forget who put us in place. How soon do we forget? Do we just act like we don't care? And then we get angry. We're going to get angry. When we are no longer there, when we have become removed, when that husband does desire that he don't want that wife anymore, or when that wife desires she don't want him anymore, then we want to plot and plan to destroy anyone else that would come along. Am I talking to anybody here tonight? Look at verse 9, and it says, clearly tells us what Saul did. What he did. Saul and his men spared Gaga's life. And kept the best of the sheep. Oh, you listen to me. They kept it. They kept the best of the sheep and the cattle, the fat calves and the lambs. Everything, in fact, that appealed to them. When I say appeal, what am I talking about? Appeal simply means whatever it was attracted to them, whatever their appetite felt that we could keep this. So at this particular moment, you're the king. You're the instructor. You're giving instructions because you're telling whoever it is, this is what we're going to do now. We are no longer going to listen to God. We're going to do it my way. family. Am I talking to anybody? Look at this. And it says here, look, they destroyed only what was worthless or poor quality. So that means if it was poor, if it was sagging, if it was looked like it wasn't going to last next week, we just going to get rid of that. But all the good stuff, hello, anybody listening? We're going to keep that for ourselves. No matter what God told us to do, we're going to keep that for ourselves. Because that's the good stuff. Yeah. You know how we do, family, when we come to those dinners sometime for Christmas and holidays? Yeah, we take the good meat and we put it up and we bring out the meat with all the fat hanging off it and we give that to them. Or we take out the poor wine, the wine that's watery, watered down stuff, and we give that and we put up the good stuff for ourselves. Come on. Think about it. But God told us to give them the best. To share the best. I'm talking to family tonight. But we desire that. We don't want to do that. We want to hold some of that back and think about later on. Think about next week. Think about the next event. Glory to God. And all we had to do was listen to what the Most High God said. Yeah, because he's omnipotent. He knows about what can happen next week. He owns everything. How often do we hear that? He owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. He owned the earth, the fullness thereof. They all belong. Yeah, he speaks and you have plenty. But he can also speak and you will go into lack. Are you listening to me? So what you going to do? Are you going to listen to what God says? Are you going to create your own rules? Are you going to make your own instructions? What are you going to do? Choose this day. Who will you serve? Are you going to listen to what God is saying? Look at this. But yet we see Saul, who had everything. He had everything. He had everything that a king could want. But greed will destroy us. Yes, it will destroy us. All we have to do is trust in God. Trust him. And when he gives us instruction, this is what God says. We do. We do what God says. Because we know that he loves us. Hallelujah. He loves us. And whatever he asks us to do, we will do it. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for family. Master, we thank you for family. We ask, oh God, that you teach us how to be about your business, to take heed to what you say that we have to do. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise, God. We're going to give you all the honor. God, we hope that this word will penetrate through someone's heart and that they will decide to take heed and follow your instructions in Jesus' name. We look forward to having you on Sundays with God Favorite Ministries and back with us on Friday night, which is Good Fridays. Yeah. We look forward to having you with us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless him and give him praise and learn to do whatever he say. Whatever he say, do it. Huh? See you again next Friday and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.